A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we hear another parable about the kingdom of heaven, a mystery so great that no one image can contain all there is to say about it. Today's parable is given in reference to a question asked by Peter. Jesus had just been questioned by a rich young man who asked him, "What must I do to have eternal life?" When Jesus tells him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give the money to the poor, and come, follow me," the young man goes away grieving, still attached to his many possessions, though also obviously longing for the life in abundance Jesus offers. And so Peter asks, maybe in comparison to this young man, "We have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" And as we heard in yesterday's gospel, Jesus assures Peter that everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. He finishes, "But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." At this point, Jesus enters into the parable of the workers in the vineyard from today's gospel and concludes with this same refrain, "Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." This parable gives us a new image of the kingdom of God. Unlike the parable of the mustard seed or the leaven, which speaks of the kingdom's miraculous growth from lesser to more, and unlike the parables comparing the kingdom of God to a great wedding feast and the invitation and celebration experienced therein, today the kingdom of God is compared to work. Not particularly glorious or exalted work either, the work of tending a vineyard, an everyday laborer position in the land of Israel. I empathize with the angry workers, the ones who started at dawn and worked throughout the day, only to come to the end of it and to see that their work had been equated with those who began only an hour before quitting time. Indeed, it's not fair. Or is it? The landowner was very clear in his intentions. Going into the marketplace early in the morning, he found laborers for his vineyard and agreed with them on the usual daily wage, an amount that historians believe would supply a family with 3 to 6 days of food. Had the parable ended there, with the landowner contracting laborers for a fair wage and then paying them this wage at the end of the day, it wouldn't be a parable at all. Parables, by their very nature, are meant to shock us into action or new thinking. And the shocking part of this parable is that the landowner continued to go into the marketplace and invite more and more laborers into his vineyard. We're not sure why either. All we know is that each time he enters the marketplace, he finds more laborers standing idle, and he invites them into the vineyard, agreeing to pay them what is just. And at the end of the day, what is just is the usual daily wage, a wage that will feed the laborers and their families, provide them with their daily bread, if you like. And Jesus says, this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. As with all parables, there are countless meanings we could draw from Jesus' words. Perhaps in the kingdom of heaven, we are all given the same amount of love and grace and holiness, no matter when in our life's journey we answered the invitation to labor in the vineyard of the Lord. But I wonder if there is another message here. Perhaps the landowner's generosity lies not only in his granting each laborer the same amount of pay, regardless of hours work, but also in his continuing offer of work. We're nearing the end of summer break from school in many parts of the United States, and in my family with 3 school-age children, I've seen how at a loss my children become when they are lacking meaningful work. Usually only after a few days of summer vacation full of entertainment, movies, computer games, and bouncing on the trampoline, that my kiddos start to skulk around with droopy faces and chant the refrain that is the bane of all parents' existence, there's nothing to do. As human beings, we don't crave to be diverted or entertained. We crave meaningful, fulfilling, satisfying work. It's one of the most essential things that makes us human. This summer, the happiest I have seen my children is when they lose themselves in the act of caring for the garden, or I notice my 11-year-old daughters singing as they make pancakes in the kitchen and then invite the whole family to come and partake. And so I wonder, with this parable, if the first workers, the ones I identify so much with in my desire for the world to be fair, aren't missing the point. Work in the kingdom of God, in the vineyard of the Lord, requires perseverance and effort, and it is also a privilege in and of itself. We have been gifted with a work to do, called to sow love and peace and charity and justice in God's vineyard through the work of our hands and in our relationships. Can we see that work as a reward in itself? And be happy with the daily wage the landowner provides at the end of the day, which is, after all we need. Jesus says, I came to bring life, life in abundance. And when we view our work as sacred, the ordinary becomes holy. The theologian Beatrice Brutto reminds us when we live this way, whatever you're doing, it is worship. It is divine expression, and it is joy. May the joy of working in the kingdom of heaven sustain us always.